Good morning. Welcome to Mindset Goddess. I'm Valeska. It's so great to have you back. In today's episode, I'll be talking about dealing with uncomfortable feelings and identifying those uncomfortable feelings and how to deal with them when they surface or resurface. I always tell my clients that when you feel something uncomfortable, that is your body's reaction trying to tell you, hey, this needs to be addressed. So if you are going throughout your day and you speak to a certain person or there's a certain situation that occurs and it makes you feel uncomfortable or it makes you feel sad or angry, or it just somehow triggers some kind of an emotion in you, you need to look at that. That right there is a sign that this needs addressing. This particular emotion needs to be looked at, identified, addressed, and you need to figure out why it is that you are feeling that way. Our bodies do that. Our bodies are always giving us signals. Our emotions, our feelings, they're giving us signals. They're letting us know that we must address a particular issue or a particular situation, or something from your past that you haven't dealt with. So very important, do not ignore it. Do not ignore when this happens. Anytime that you feel uncomfortable in any way and some kind of an emotion surfaces or resurfaces, I want you to look at that, okay? I want you to take out a paper and a pen and I want you to write down what happened in that moment. What happened that triggered this emotion or feeling in you? Who did you speak to? Where were you? What was the situation? What triggered it? And then I want you to think about your past. Has there been a situation or a person from your past that made you feel the same way like you just now felt? And if so, what was that situation? Who was that person? Write it down. How are the two scenarios connected? Identify those situations. And once you do that, don't try to hide your feelings or try to push them back. I want you to allow yourself to feel those emotions. Allow yourself to feel those feelings. And after you do that, I want you to just release it. Just take a deep breath and exhale and let it go. And say, I love myself and I am safe and secure. I love myself and I am safe and secure. And just repeat this over and over again until you truly believe it. And anytime that you have a feeling that surfaces or resurfaces, any emotion, anything like this that makes you feel uncomfortable, do it over again. Go through the whole entire step again. Write down why you're feeling this way. What happened when you started to feel this way? Has anything in the past made you feel this way? How are the two connected? What were the emotions involved? And after you analyze that and evaluate the situation and your emotions from the past and the current situation, let it go. Take a deep breath in, exhale, and release it. Always acknowledge your emotions. And after you think about them for a while, I want you to release them. Take a deep breath and exhale and release them. And always repeat the mantra, I love myself, I am safe, I am secure. And you can say it as many times as you need until you feel that you are safe and secure. Because you are. The emotions are there to protect you. The emotions are there to tell you, hey, this needs to be healed. And you can, of course, do other things to help with the healing journey. You can speak to a coach. You can speak to a therapist. There are many choices. You can just work on it on your own. It can be your own personal journey on your own. You can listen to podcasts like you are right now, read books. There's so much that you can do. If you need to speak to me, you can reach out to me. My email address is hello@valeskalator.com. You can just look at the podcast episode to see how my name is spelled to get the correct spelling, Valeska Latour. I'm here for you if you need me, just so you know that. But this is the strategy that I would use every time that a certain emotion would come up. And I have my emotions too that trigger me because I also am human. And this is the strategy that I use every time. So I hope that it helps you. I love you guys and come back for another episode. Have a great day.